Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to a podcast from the Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but Minnie.
5 minutes broadcast live from the Edge, the Brink, the Overwhelm, the Vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Annabelle and I'm absolutely fine. But it strikes me that everyone is talking about how January lasts a million years. Mm. You know, every month has 30 days, but January has 7,762, right? Contrary to that, my January is going incredibly fast.
Ooh.
It's actually sort of whizzing past my ears. And I was trying to work out why. Why am I so weird? Why is it zooming past? And I've worked it out. It's because I have an operation booked in right at the end of the month. And so I'm sort of zooming towards the slicing. So anyway, useful hack I thought I'd share. If you want to speed up your January, book in major surgery for the end of the month.
Book in something horrific and then it'll just flash by.
Nothing will slow time down.
So awful. This is where we're at. Well, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine. But I had lunch with a girlfriend on Saturday and she made some unbelievably delicious herby salad. And we honestly spent 10 minutes after it just going, no, you've got something in that tooth. No, not that one, not that one. And it was such a painful process because neither of us, we were literally covered
It took you longer to remove the herbs from your teeth than it had to make and eat the salad.
In the end, we had to both give up and stand next to each other in the bathroom mirror and kind of like, you know, to like sort of like guide ourselves through it. It's absolutely terrible.
I mean, the other day I was sitting with someone, I ended up just reaching over and hooking my nail around her tooth and extracting the greenery because it was just easier.
I think it would have been. It would have been easier if we hadn't had access to a mirror. I think in the end we would have just had to go, look, we're going to do it ourselves.
That's one of those grown-up truths, isn't it? I think it's probably once you turn 40, things get stuck in your teeth.
It's so awful.
And it's why we all get so obsessed with interdental sticks.
I know. We'll just be drinking. I mean, I can see why people just end up just having soup. It's nothing to do with the fact that you can't chew. It's because you just don't want to fucking spend hours like getting shit out of your teeth.
The hassle of getting all the stuff out of your teeth. Oh my God. Well, yes, that's the truth. The other thing that you learn is that something always hurts.
Something always hurts. And it changes variously. It has no specific thing. My groin, you'll all be pleased to know.
We're back to your groin.
My groin is much better, thank you.
But that old conversation stopper. How are you? Fine, apart from my groin.
The other thing is that, you know, I find that I know so much and so little at the same time.
It's true. You think, oh, it's like everything's a phase. Oh, I've got that. I've got that piece of knowledge under my belt. And then something comes to light which proves that your extreme, embarrassing, you know, ignorance on any given topic.
It's like those awful kind of people who always find the one thing that you don't know. Well, what about this?
Yes.
Or you go, I've read this book. And they go, well, have you read this?
Yes.
And you go, oh, no.
Yes, I'm really worried about this. Well, has it crossed your mind to be absolutely deranged with anxiety about that?
But this is your own brain doing it to you. It's not some horrible external person.
Yeah, your own brain is the enemy. I mean, knowing more and less at the same time, do you think that's sort of quantum physics? Do you think they might cancel each other out and then you just reach neutral? Where does that leave us?
With the soup, I think.
With the panic over the soup. But I mean, everything makes you panic.
Oh my God. Honestly, we could spend 45 minutes talking about the things that make us panic.
Let's spend 30 seconds and start with moths. The moment you see a moth, Also, I have, moths have no sort of human rights as far as I'm concerned. It's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't hurt a fly. Let's gently tip this ladybird out into nature and, you know, send it on its way. But moths, fuck them. I'll smush them.
With anything you can, like, grab?
My bare hands. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they make panic. Leeks?
Yes, leeks I find really scary. I can't believe you think that too.
Leeks, I mean, when it rains now, I think, what's happened to the kitchen ceiling?
I was thinking about leeks, as in the vegetable, which really terrifies me.
Leeks, L-E-E-K, leeks make you panic.
Yes, leeks make me panic because I really want to cook them, but I don't know how to cook them. So if I was like, we're obsessed with soup today.
Why do you want to cook them?
Because they're delicious.
They are. They are incredibly.
How do I cook them?
In a bit of butter and or olive oil. Saute them. Until they look like, you know, like you want to eat them.
Because they smush out in a kind of really odd way. Does it matter?
You take off the dirty bits and the outside bits in the end.
Like
cut them in
onion.
Half and then slice them thinly like you might do a shallot. And then you start soup, you start stew. Hide them in bolognese.
Okay.
Really, really good for you. Can't believe we're talking about leeks. Leeks. Things that break make me panic. Even the prospect of something breaking makes me panic. For example, I'll give you a really boring for instance. Yesterday, you witnessed this, a lamp broke.
It did.
Completely floored me. I didn't know what to do with a broken lamp. I don't want to pay, you know, I don't know, someone 150 quid to come on and fix this lamp. It's clearly a fuse or something simple and yet beyond my meagre powers.
I agree. And I feel like we've been sort of educated to believe that things aren't fixable anymore. That there isn't some lovely kind of old person on the high street that you bring something to and they go, oh, they can fix it. Like sort of, you know.
Well, the trouble is new stuff is low-hanging fruit, right?
Yes.
But getting something fixed is harder to organise. And expensive,
exactly. So you're like, oh, well, is it worth it? Can I find something? This is sort of the endless conversation that we have about our phones when we drop them.
Endless conversation. Also, endless, I noticed this morning, herbal teas
in my
cupboard. 20 different kinds of herbal tea. Don't like any of them. This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, how am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience, therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, HELP.com/midult.
BetterHelp, because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
They're all slightly wrong, aren't they?
They're all slightly wrong. They're also, when you try and drink them, hotter than the Earth's core.
Why does it take them so much longer to kind of...
I suppose because there's no milk.
I find when I wake up in the morning that there are endless little small cups of herbal tea that I have brought upstairs with the intention to drink and then have just left abandoned and forgotten where it is.
A virtuous chamomile sort of lurking somewhere in the bedroom.
Exactly. Behind a curtain that I then closed. Do you know what I mean?
It's so unsatisfying. I feel when I'm drinking like a chamomile tea at night that someone is saying, take your medicine rather than,
But we have 25 different kinds of fucking everything around.
20 different kinds of bra. Again, none of which I like. Except for the one which is almost dead because it's so well worn and they've obviously discontinued.
Obviously. 25 different kinds of totes or bags for life that are totally useless because they're either the wrong size, the wrong shape, or they've got something really inappropriate at them.
Like what?
Like fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Oh my God. That famous tote.
25 different kinds of chargers that none of them make sense. None of them are the one you want. And the cords. And someone will say to me something like, oh, you just need a bog standard USB lightning cord. And I send me a photograph. I don't know what does that mean? How does that help?
No. And we went to a house the other day that was a Samsung house rather than an iPhone house. And we were all cursing each other.
I tell you what else I've learned is that we've spent our whole lives panicking about clothing sizes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Bedding sizing.
Oh, my God. What is going on? Is the bedding industry okay?
I mean, fitted sheets are having a laugh for a start, aren't they? The bedding industry is not okay.
It is. It's lies. There may be a kind of sizing, like, sort of parameter that they have in the bedding industry. But every single fitted sheet I have used has a different experience, whether it doesn't go quite deep enough, or you have to stretch it out, or you don't get to the corner, or there's a little like,
or rarely it's too big.
Oh my God.
And then the weirdness of a strangely tight pillowcase.
What is that
about? You're trying to wiggle your pillow that suddenly, and I'm so sort of conditioned and traumatized that I feel fat when my pillow won't fit into its pillowcase.
I know, I put a pillow in the other day. I thought, it must be a stand pillow. And honestly, there was a gap of about 5 inches either side. I'm like, who the fuck has got these massive, stupid, long pillows?
Well, those are king-size pillowcases. That is actually a thing.
Ugh.
Sorry. Well, so if we might as well talk about clothing sizes, seeing as we're in this vague territory, which is that I think what we do learn eventually, this is a truth, is that we really shouldn't buy the smaller size that we fit into. Because we were, again, conditioned to believe that wearing the smaller size was empowering, that it was kind of a victory.
Yes.
And it's not only irrelevant, it's actually an admission of defeat. Don't wear something that is too tight, is uncomfortable, might split, because you think that it makes you a better woman to be in a size 10 than a size 12, or a size 14 than a size 16, or wherever it is you fucking live.
I still find it unbelievable that we lived in our 20s, basically, where the concept of size zero was a
aspiration.
Thing. Yes. I mean, now that seems mad to me, but still, it's actually heartbreaking.
Yeah, that illness was where we wanted to be.
Yeah. And I feel exhausted by that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I feel pretty much exhausted by everything.
Well, I tell you something else that I have learned and the world would do well to take notice. Never underestimate the power of an incredibly tired woman. Because my God, does it give you laser focus.
And I know, sort of like unbelievable strength.
It makes you sort of indefatigable within your own horrific fatigue. Adrenaline.
There we go.
Adrenaline is the new cocaine. There we go.
Hooray!
See you next week, guys. Have a good weekend.